is Tasha Justine and Tashina bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Hello. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, all the good
Happy
stuff.
New
Happy
Year!
Happy New Year! 2021.
It's lit. It is lit. And I'm starting off the year with extending grace to myself. I'll extend grace to us for doing the podcast on Tuesday instead of a Monday. But at least it's something.
I'm sorry.
Yes, but how is everyone? How has the new year been so far for everyone?
Great. Working. Busy.
Yeah. 5 days into the new year. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Anything exciting? Anything new?
Anything new?
No.
Not really. I mean, I got some new toys today. They're not really toys, for real. They're stuff for my back and trying to help my back get better because I've been having issues with my back for like ever.
So I did an Orange Theory class on Saturday. I've been trying to do it and like work out at least twice a week with them.
What class?
Orange Theory. It's like a CrossFit where like I started off doing weights on the floor, but it was like their power day. So it was a lot of stuff of like chest press, bicep curls, like a lot of arm workouts, which I never do. I never work on my arms. It's always just like, you know, the core and the legs, all of the normal stuff women be exercising for. But I did that and then went to the treadmill, and they have like a set, like a card for the incline and like the speed you should be going at. And they have a power walker, jogger, and a runner. And I always do power walker. I don't know what possessed me this Saturday to like sprint and be like, I'm a runner.
Oh, so shit.
Like a runner. And then they do rowing. But even with the rowing, you kept going back and forth between like rowing 100 meters versus this like exercise where you kind of was like squatting a little bit, but like your back was leaned over and more like chest press again. So it's like I'm hurting in weird places on my back. Mind you, today is Tuesday. That was Saturday. And my back still hurts.
You gotta stretch. It's believable. Girl, let me tell you. First of all, stretch it. Excuse me.
Sorry. You smoking?
Yeah. But I know how important stretching is now, especially, you know, with me standing up all day, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I'm not gonna lie, it's really the dedication to actually doing it, because it's really hard for me to be like, yeah, I'm gonna stretch right now, like, because like when I get up in the morning, I just want to sleep, you know, until it's time for my client, because I'm tired. I was at the shop really late the night before, and then when I get home from work, I just want to relax, you know. So just trying to get that into my schedule. And I tried a whole bunch of different back stuff, you know. Remember I had the massage gun, I got two of those, but that works for my feet, for me, like, you know what I'm saying. And sometimes if my legs is hurting, but which is very rare, but it works for my feet, I can't get my back because it's awkward, you know what I'm saying. And my son hasn't been here, so I haven't had nobody to like hold on to the massage gun and hold it in the places that hurt.
You hear that, gentleman?
Hello. You don't even gotta do that much work.
Justin FaceTimed me the other day though too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I was shocked. I was like, wait, what do you want? My first was just terrible. It was like, where do you want to take him to? And then I was like, oh, wait, he's not even here.
He's calling out of love.
Yes, I think he really does miss everybody though.
Yeah.
But so I had bought this, I saw it on Instagram, and then I was like, let me go see if they have it on Amazon. So it's supposed to stretch your back. Like, you put it on the floor and it has an arch in it, so it stretches your back some. So that's that. I was kind of trying to playing around with that right before we started the podcast. And then I got this other thing that's like, Valerie had one. That's my sister, y'all. I'm talking like y'all know everybody. That's my older sister. So, She had one of these things. So basically, you take these little sticky things, and it's like connected to like a controller, a remote control in a sense. And you could tell it to knee your back. You could tell it to, you know, do those little type of things.
That's fancy. Let me see.
Some of it, like cupping, tapping, rubbing. But it sends like shocks, but the shocks feel like that. It wasn't that expensive. I don't even think it was $40.
Yeah, so, that's fancy.
The thing I like about it is that, you know, I was having the issue with getting a lot of pressure on my back because, you know, I don't have anybody to hold the massage gun. But this, you got the controller in your hand and it's right there. Like, it's really, really good. So I'm just hoping this one is just as good as my sister's.
Well, let us know. Actually, send me the link though to Tasha to that, and then I'll put it in like the show notes so other people could buy it if they.
Yeah, if you having back issues, yeah. I really feel like, and it's for real. It's not even only back issues. It's like, you know, if you go to work and you do, even if you're sitting down all day at a reception desk,
my shoulder starts hurting when I sit down all day. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, all the typing. A lot of people working from home, y'all are doing a lot of sitting down, mm-hmm. and you know, just sitting in this position. Don't let you be a slouch in person. You know, mm-hmm. you have all these different type of things that could be making your back hurt. Fellas that are, you know, doing construction work outside, mm-hmm. or any type of, you know, work that requires a lot of labor, like factory, whatever. I brought one over to I have bought an extra one, and I brought it over to Danae's house, mm-hmm. for her and Zach, for, you know, the work that they be doing. But yeah, anybody who's having any of those type of issues, or shit, you just want a massage. You know what I'm saying? You just want a massage, and you don't want to go pay for one. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a really good alternative, just especially for just literally gratification. Like, that's really what I'm hoping for right now. I got it charging. I cannot wait to put that shit in my bag and seeing if it could get, because it gives you even down to deep tissue massage. And you know, those are intense. Oh, sure. Kind of hurt little bit. So, but you know,
I'm like pain, those so. Ones.
I'm looking mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
okay, with your new stuff. And right. I don't know, yeah. I started my quote unquote new role. It technically started December 28th, but my job has the winter break, so I started it yesterday. I don't know. I was like nervous, excited. I feel like I'm kind of walking on eggshells a bit, and I keep telling myself to get over the fact that this lady was mad I got the job instead of her. So it was like new challenges as a manager already that I'm going through, but I'll figure it out.
That's light stuff. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you crazy. It's you just feel a little intimidated by, you know, just the little things that have happened, and then it's just a new position, yeah. where, you know what I'm saying, you overseeing, you know, people that was overseeing mm-hmm. you before, you know what I'm saying. So that's, first of all, it's dope. Once you get in that and be in that and live in that,
it'll flow.
It's not even gonna be mm-hmm. a problem, yeah, right?
It'll flow.
You're not a vindictive person, you know what I'm saying. Everybody. It's not gonna like what you have to say nope. all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's not gonna like what you say all the time. Everybody's not always gonna agree with you. And at the end of the day, you know, you are the boss. You are someone's boss.
Right.
So with saying that, people are what I want you to understand is that people are probably gonna say little funny shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As long as there's respect and where, you know what I'm saying, they are respecting you and they are doing their fucking jobs, mm-hmm. y'all can say whatever y'all want.
I think it's that for me. It's like, I was talking to someone and it's the boundaries. I'm bringing up stuff though too, like races at play. For me, I'm like boundaries were crossed. Like you telling someone who I guess was your peer at that time that is now your manager about you feeling like you were more qualified by them. I don't know to bring in race. I said to myself, I would never do that. But I just think like that is privilege within yourself. Like that just seems like, sorry for all my white listeners, but like mm-hmm. some white privilege shit.
Listen here. Let me tell you something. Okay. I'm about to break it down for everybody who's listening. Listen, anything that you encounter in your life is things that you, God is preparing you for things that you ask for. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be challenges with every position that you take. Now that you have a new position, too much is given, much is required. People gonna like it or leave it. At the end of the day,
I wish they leave it.
The better woman won, lady. Okay? You're lost. I keep, in Martin turn.
I be having to remind myself that. I don't know about other people out there. I think about y'all too, if like, you know, starting different businesses and stuff, like imposter syndrome, whether or not that pops up and plays like a part in like how you feel day to day with like managing your own businesses, managing your own companies, or any other venture you're stepping out on.
I will definitely say that I've learned so much and I've really stepped into doing this hair shit because I'm like, mm-hmm. yo, this is what's paying mm-hmm. the bills, period. You know what I'm saying? So really, I feel like that's why I could say that, because there was a point where I didn't want to, the same way you're like, you know, I don't know, I feel like I'm walking mm-hmm. on eggshells. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, I don't want nobody to say no. I want you to let mm-hmm. me do your hair because I'm about to lace your shit and now you're about to be coming back mm-hmm. all the time. You know what I'm saying? And just knowing that, and then it's just like, I feel like now you just to, dipping your toe in the water, but eventually, and it's not even gonna take you long because it's them or you, nigga. Like, they gotta get a job done so that you don't get in trouble, so that everything on your end is straight. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna let nobody put you in no shit. You're not gonna let nobody, you know, make you, you know, make you look like you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Yes.
At the end of the day, it's a job. So, they gotta do what they gotta do.
But it's definitely understandable the feelings that you're having. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But bitch,
right? Exactly. Like at least it's like,
again, like I said, you're not a bad person. Yeah. You're not gonna tell nobody. You're not just gonna be a dickhead to somebody for no reason.
That's true.
You're not gonna be like, you know, I just knowing you and seeing you at different stages of your life, you've never been a vindictive mm-hmm. person or a mean person for no reason. You know what I'm saying? So, and especially in the workplace, I feel like you're always going to give that benefit of the doubt or whatever the case may be, you know, where people won't be like, where people can't really feel mm-hmm. that way. People going to be mad at you because you got to tell them what to do. But at the end of the day, it's never could be for no reason. It's not even going to be on no, like, you know, devil wears Prada shit or how, what the fuck is that movie where, with Regina Hall turns into like a little kid or something.
Oh, little.
With Issa Rae, yeah. Yeah.
Little.
Yeah.
You see how she was all these people's boss and she was just mm-hmm. a bitch? That's never gonna be you. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you ain't like that and you ain't crazy and just, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do. Go in this place and put your fucking foot down because they chose you for a reason. Mm-hmm. This is what you've been working for.
Yes. You know, sometimes you need a little reminder.
You want to be
yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got all these, you wanted to be, you know, managing a whole bunch of people and that's they're giving you they're giving you exactly what you asked for. Well, God is giving you exactly what you asked for.
Yeah. You know? Manifesting that.
You got this. I can't wait for you to be like, you think these people think that blah blah blah. So she's just gonna be like, yeah, I can't, you know, I'm on vacation, stop calling me
like
you
I
know.
Am now.
Wow.
You know.
Yes. Okay.
So
good. All right, let's get into the juicy
stuff.
Yeah, I'm ready for the nitty-gritty.
Tash, you wanna dive in on that? You have your first one up?
I'm gonna pull it up.
Oh, the first one?
I got it though too.
Sorry, y'all. I'm not prepared. All right, so read it to us. What's the question?
So, people, I don't know if you, what was this, TSR? I don't know.
The shade room.
what is, yeah. Right? So, instead of marriage, would you sign a 4-year contract with your man and sign an extension or new contract when it's up? And you know what's so funny? Not that somebody asked me this, but I was having a conversation with someone though too about their like values, and they also said to me, someone I was dating, like they don't plan on ever getting married on paper. They want it to be in name only, although a contract is paper.
So, yeah, a contract is paper.
So what is the difference? Is my first reaction.
And eventually, if we stay together long enough, legally, I'm your wife. So I get half of everything.
That 5 years of common law, depending on the state.
But that's the thing. Yep. I want us today, right now, to change that narrative.
No, I'm not saying for me. Hell no, that ain't gonna work for me.
I know, right? But I don't know what I'm saying is change. When I say change the narrative, is the first thing that people say when they are talking about divorce and marriage mm-hmm. or what, you know what I'm saying, that type of stuff. It's like, I'm gonna get half of your stuff, and that's usually women that do that shit.
Oh no,
I don't want. And that's why men. I feel like a lot of the time men are like, yeah, see, you see, that's not what the most important thing is as far as the divorce goes.
Yeah, I would never. Well, for me, my value is I'm not getting married to get divorced. Mm-hmm. Not to say that I will be miserable either, because things mm-hmm. can happen. But for me, who I am and what I stand for, I think that we're going to have disagreements mm-hmm. because that's normal. You know, we're going to have differences of opinion. That's normal. But I just watched something and it really made me think, like, a lot of women do this too. Like, you know that there's a problem and you still marry that person. And mm-hmm. she was saying that. She was like, I got married with problems. Mm-hmm. That's stupid. That but right there, you're setting yourself up.
You know, I'm thinking.
For failure.
People do it.
At the end of the day.
I've just seen, I know you said you didn't watch, you didn't watch it, but like the Housewives of Atlanta came up. And I'm laughing at you.
That's where it came from.
Kendra's husband was like, he want alimony. One thing I'm thinking of. But also crazy. That it's like with Cynthia talking to her guy, and it's like, do you really want the marriage or you want the wedding? Like, why people are so like caught up in the fantasy and the fairy tale wedding mm-hmm. that like they would proceed with getting married, or just like the notion of thought of being married, marry someone knowing that there are these underlying issues.
Yeah, no. For me, no. I don't plan on, I will never, I don't want just a wedding mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, of course I want a wedding, but I don't just want that. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what every girl dreams of, right? But at the end of the day, I would marry you, like if it came down to it and we couldn't have a wedding for any unforeseen circumstances or whatever the case would be, I'm going to the Justice of Peace mm-hmm. with my man. I'm not doing it for show. Mm-hmm. And I think the way I'm moving now and I'm choosing to move in my life, which is new for me, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I haven't been really posting anything on my social media. I've been on there, but I haven't posted anything lately, like a post and stuff like that, because the way I'm moving now in 2021 is if you're in my circle, you're going to know I'm good. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in my circle, I don't think I deserve to share anything that I don't want to share with the world. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm not doing it for show. I will marry my man in the justice of peace because I love you and I don't need a show to say or prove that to you mm-hmm. or vice versa.
But so you're like, I'm getting married, period. You're not okay with this 4-year contract business.
Hell motherfucking no. I'm not signing nobody's contract. Like, I'm not doing
all right, that. So look, this is, okay, let me just put it a different way, just tweak it a little bit. It's not that you got to sign a contract, because at the end of the day, you are signing a contract marriage license. Mm-hmm. We both have to sign this piece of paper, and contract is nothing but paper. It's just that the vows or the things that you guys are promising, those things were set in front of the
God, family,
ordained pastor or whoever, and mm-hmm. God, you know what I'm saying? That's who it was set in front of. It's just not written down. A contract is
contract, I think of, like, because I'm in business now and I send out a lot of contracts, I think of my client. Like, no, I'm not marrying my client.
No, it's not even that. It's that, like, it has
the way I think of it.
The fact that, like, it's ending after 4, like, I'm signing on to only be with you for 4 years with the opportunity to decide whether I want to extend this contract or be able to walk away.
But that's a relationship.
Listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Listen to what I'm saying. So think of it like this. I'm going to put it in a better way for you. Imagine having your marriage mm-hmm. license and you have to renew it every 4 years.
That's what I was reading it as.
Let's mm-hmm. think of it that way. It's not like signing a contract. That's but it's like, would you do a situation where you say, hey, you know, we got married in 2021, 2025. We got to go back into the courthouse and we got to say, oh yeah, we're getting married again. It don't got to be a ceremony every time.
But I know a couple who gets married every.
No, it's not that. But it's. I think it's different than that. Just like renewing your vows is cool, but like this is the opportunity to get up and walk away. I think even when married people talk about
without all that other divorce shit that people be talking about, right? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Without us talking about having.
So this is cleanly like we even talk about this. Like, oh, I get half of everything. You are walking away clean slate.
No,
like you decide whether or not we're doing this or not after every 4 years. Is how I was taking it.
I don't think I would do that. I'm sorry. Because I want to have a long lasting marriage.
So
when
you guys were doing this stuff, I was on the phone with someone too, and they were with someone who was married. And she's been married for 21 years. And she was like, hell yeah, absolutely.
Well, then her marriage isn't great.
She said that like, only
no, I don't think so. I just feel like, how much do you gotta, I feel like that's dope to me. Cause it's like, in 4 years, let's see if you really love me or not, nigga. We about to sign these papers again or what?
That's what she said.
Do we really love each other that much? And it's just like, it'll keep a motherfucker on their toes at that. I'm about to, you can keep me on my toes, because if I really love you,
I don't
want.
Tasha, you sound like, okay, wait a minute now. Justine's saying no, Tasha's saying yes.
So, okay, let's throw this in there. So, you're doing this contract as the girlfriend, right?
Well, to be the wife.
But this is the thing.
No. Because of this contract that he's saying right here, this one that they did in the shade room is to be shady. It's to for them to get off easy.
But isn't and the it's
no real commitment.
Right. No, no, I'm it, listening yes, to the. I'm t- listen. You didn't. You missing what I'm saying though. I got this idea. I got this idea from this post, and what I'm saying is, you get married, right? Mm. Y'all get married, and we get married on, you know, December.
So you changing 12th. The rules.
No, you wasn't listening because I've been saying it.
You're changing the room because they don't say that.
You wasn't listening because I've been saying it. So you were not
I'm hearing what she's
because
saying.
I clearly said no because you were saying a contract and I
changed
said, no,
it to marriage.
Think of it this way. Think of it this way, like you're getting married. You're getting married, right? And then in 4 years, we have to go back into the courthouse. Or shit, we can do it online. So sometimes we don't want to go outside. We go. You could do it online, and y'all both have to re-sign it, like a fucking
yeah, lease. Like a lease on your marriage.
Yo, cause it, yo, I feel like all I'm saying, I wouldn't. I mean, I still would always pick marriage, 100% first.
No, yours is marriage,
but I would not
yours
be told
a new I, form of marriage. No, but I like it though.
I just not totally against. Every 4 years, us renewing this shit. Like, let's, because sometimes, I guess for whatever the reason is, I've never been married, you know what I'm saying? I can't even say I've been in that much of a serious relationship for real to say that. But what I'm saying is, I think that it's okay, it's not that bad to be on some, like, all right, in 4 years, let's go ahead, we get married again, right? So we gotta make sure we renew these papers, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Every 4 years.
Well, the married lady I was talking to said that she would do it every 2 years because the marital bliss only lasts 2 years. She said something about men only lasting 11 minutes. I don't know. And then after 2 years, it's even less than that. But like, what I was thinking about, I don't know.
No, but she's saying it as though, I think because the married woman, because she's not on here, but if she goes back and listens to it, she's saying it as if not being legally married to her man, because then it's a contract for her. That's why she's saying hell think... yeah, because now she could walk away in these 2 years after the marital bliss is over or after the honeymoon stage
that's
is
stupid.
Over.
That's stupid. How could you not? Right.
That's what
how
she's saying.
Not
what Tasha's saying is totally different because now hers is a little bit different. The contract 4 year thing for me, walking away or renewing or whatever, nah. The marriage thing, I could get with that. Like, okay, instead of waiting our 10 year anniversary.
I don't know. Like, it's the contract.
But that's what she's going based off of. That's what she's going based off of.
She didn't see the post.
No, we are all saying
the same thing.
So, if we are all saying
the same thing. I think it's taking out the terminology of
2 years, you renewing it every 2 years. You feel me? The reason why I don't agree with her is because I feel like that's a little cop-out. And, like, on some... When it starts to get hard, shit, we already out.
I think that's the part I was thinking about. I don't remember the thing. I'm about to throw up all different dates. I don't know if it was 3 years, 5 years, or 7 years, but like once you make it over that hump, then it's like time seems to just go. Like in the beginning, the first few years of the marriage, that is the hardest part of being married. So I don't, like,
yes,
2 years
doesn't
feel like
you're going to be hit with so many different things. Because you're going to be tested with so many different things within the first 2 years of marriage.
So I've been thinking about this 4 year thing. I don't know if it's like every 4 years or if it's like 4 years because I felt like you have gone through a lot of tests. And after these 4 years, do you make that determination to say, we're going to extend this and stay together forever or walk away after 4 years?
No, for another 4 years.
So this is... Yeah, like, no, this is like a
four-year game. This is what I'm saying, like, this is what I'm saying. This is what it...
I don't know. This is what it said.
I didn't read the comments and stuff.
Hold on a second. And sign an extension or a new contract.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I said every... And it's saying every four years. I mean, you feel like after 4 years, it's like, all right.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, but don't they have... That's like an annulment.
No, I think an annulment is... Right away. You could do annulment less than... it's like 30 days or something like that, I think.
I don't know the time. I'm not going to lie about the time period, but it's in the beginning.
That's a little fucked
like,
up.
Like, what was that movie where they went to Vegas and got hitched? Like, it's right away in the beginning. Like, I realized right away.
Hell yeah, you could do it right away. Because I know when I was watching the episodes of the game, and he was with Charnay, it was quick. But then they still kicked it with each other, even though he signed on Noma, and then he fell in love with her. But come to find out, he really wasn't in love with her. He loved Kelly.
Oh, Lord. Right.
Shady boots.
Okay.
And then, nigga, like, you did all that, and you had a fucking wedding. Like, dummy. But, anyway, Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like me.
I'm not against it.
I want traditional.
I'm not.
Sorry. I'm just gonna stick with
I wouldn't be opposed to it. You know what I'm saying? I really wouldn't. I think if we did 4 years and then it's like, yeah, now this is for real, like
you
so
know let
what
me
saying?
Ask
this
you a
forever
right.
contract.
So let me just ask hype. I would play devil's advocate right? Okay. So you saying you wouldn't post it. Now what if like you wanna sign renew, but he like, nah, I'm good. Then what happens? This is why I say
I don't fucking want you anyway. Then you don't want to be with me.
You see what I mean?
Get the fuck out of here. You think I'm about to? Let me tell you something. That's one thing that I have learned. I have learned that shit being in previous relationships that were like, you know, whether between physical and verbally abusive. If a nigga tell me he don't want to be with me, you could say a lot of things, okay? You could say, I'm tired of your lazy ass not washing them dishes. Why you don't, I'm tired of you doing this and I'm tired of you doing that. But what you're not going to tell me is that you do not want to be with me. Because if you are stressing that and you got the balls to say that to me, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are we talking about here? I don't want to hold nobody hostage.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I don't want to hold you hostage in a relationship. So if a man wants to divorce, or if he doesn't want to be with me, okay. Because what the fuck is that? I got to be around you. I got to be in your space. We got to lay in the same bed together and you don't even want me. You know how many niggas want me?
Yeah.
Boy.
I feel like what I have learned, like, going forward and starting, like, a new relationship, what I'm learning, because before I would just be like, well, I was young. I was young-minded, number one. I was learning. I didn't really know how to communicate. Like, all of these things now, the woman that I am today, like, I'm in therapy. I can communicate. I'm happy with decisions that I make for me. Mm-hmm. And everybody gets the best version of Justine. But, like, before it was just, like, I feel like for me, that whole four-year thing is, like, going with the flow. And I'm not going with the flow. Like, I'm too old to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I view it.
The reason why I say it's not go with the flow is because we're married.
Yeah, but it's still a four-year stamp.
Just like it's,
I
like,
think it's,
you know,
like,
you
a,
renew your license.
It's like a
your driver's license. We gonna renew your. You gotta renew your driver's license.
Different.
I gotta renew my driver's license. I need to renew
you
my gun license.
Because I'm not dating my driver's license or I'm not dating my gun license. So like for me, it's like I'm so like hypothetical. It would think or not hypothetical. That's not the word I'm looking for. But I'm so like
because it's like what,
I'm so like
what's
jinxing.
The big deal.
For me, I don't like jinxing shit. So for me, it's like, okay, what if this? Like, that's why I don't want to put like every 4 years, we're going to do this. Every four years, let's do it again. No, because when I say I do, I'm doing it and I'm not going to say I don't. But we're going to have renewing of vows, of course.
I mean, that's a determined thing. I think that for me, it's the like, because of my age and because I've done the long-term relationship kind of shit before, right? And before you get married, that's the time to decide whether or not you want to step into this. But to think about the process, like how long it takes for you to date someone, how long you go through an engagement, and now I say I'm going to stay with you for 4 years and then like decide whether or not we're going to renew our vows or like extend this contract, that's a lot of fucking time. To be wasting. I don't want to say wasting, but that's a lot of fucking time to be put into a person and then it not work out. Like, if you marry me, that is it.
I mean, I guess it's the paper that's really fucking with y'all.
I don't care about the paper. It's the, like, having
it really
to
is the,
think about it.
Listen,
again.
No. Right. It's nothing to think about. It's something that we have to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that y'all niggas got that, not y'all niggas. We have the option now. You know
yeah,
what I'm
you
saying?
Don't
we
have
the option
to walk away from this.
You
stuck forever.
Yeah, but look, I hear you. But it's like, what's the difference with a man saying, oh, I'm in a relationship and now we 8 years down the line, right? And I don't want to be.
Let me just say this: 8 years down the, like, I would never spend. I don't have 8 years in a relationship. Okay,
listen. That's how I'm saying.
Hello, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Marriage.
Yeah, no one's listening to me. Right? No, what I'm saying is y'all niggas is married. Y'all
okay,
married for 8 years.
Married.
Right. So listen, you're not listening to what I'm saying. You get married. Y'all niggas been married for 8 years. What is the difference between him saying in 8 years, I don't want to be with you? What's the difference?
Because I really don't. Well, that can happen.
What
but
you gonna? The reason, the and then the I day, don't want the reason why a man is staying with me to be because, damn, I don't feel like paying for no divorce. Damn, I don't feel like well, I'm not half my money, see, because that's all anybody's thinking about is the money aspect of it, which makes it seem like money is more important than anything.
I just, the circles that I've encountered now, because the circles are different than I encountered when I was growing up, like where we're from. Let's be clear, because the person I am now, I still have you guys as friends, but I also have met different people and encountered different people. No. So, no, y'all are always gonna be enough. But what I'm saying is that mindset that we're saying, that's a nigga. I'm not marrying a nigga. I'm marrying a man who knows what he wants, and he knows that this is gonna be not 5 years, not six forever. Years, not 12 years. This is forever, ever. Like, that's what I'm marrying. I'm not marrying a nigga, because this is that's a nigga mentality, because where we're from, that's what we, that's how we grew up.
I get what you both are saying.
Previously, what you're saying is all I ever believed in was we get married. It's gonna be forever, and that's just
yes,
which is what I want. Ultimately, is what I'm saying. But what I feel like you're not hearing what I'm saying is what I said when I said, oh, you know, every 4 years we renew the contract. You're like, so what if you want to renew the contract and he doesn't? Right?
Yep.
What difference is that right there than you being married for 8 years to someone and he says, I do not want to be with you anymore? What it's is not the a difference
from
that.
I think from what I'm hearing, because I'm hearing both of you guys with it, I don't think there's a difference between that. I think what Justine is saying is the character of the man.
Right. The character of the man that I'm going to marry
won't be okay with either.
Because that's the character. Right. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. Like, in my, that's me. That's what my preference. That's what I'm going to go for, the character, because I'm basing it off of character. Like, this is the reason why I made my list. So,
oh, is that the reason?
That list. And of course, you know, being reinforced by my best friend to make it come to paper, put it to paper, of course. That's me. That's what I think. That's how I think. That's how I was raised. That's what I believe. Because even for me, my family, like, I don't really have a big family, but both on my mom's side, both my grandmothers were married, and they were married for better or worse. And my grandmother, who's no longer here, they separated. My grandfather and my grandmother, they were separated, but they never walked away from each other. They took their time, but they never threw
them. I'm not even sure they were separated.
Because they were separated for a long time, for a minute. Like, they had separate houses and everything. But one thing I can say is my grandfather always stood up as a man. That's the man that I'm looking for. That's the man that I want. That's the man that I want to marry.
I feel you.
So, like, the shade room thing, all that stuff, that's coming from, and it's sad to say, it's African-American.
But I don't want to say that.
It's so sad to say.
It goes back to what you're saying with niggas.
No, it's not that. It's just literally, it's a question.
It's a question to spark debate.
Number one. I don't think they were saying it to be right. Just to see what women will say and what men would say. Like, just to see.
I want
to
see the
really
comments.
Think about it. I don't think that's it.
I would love
no,
to
No, I mean, yeah, just see you're going to read the comments. You definitely go on the shame room. Not even to say people are, like, intellectually, I don't want to say intellectually, maturity, like, when it comes to that emotional maturity, like, it just is not always there with people. Like, sometimes I'm astounded by the fact that, like, how mature we are, because when I interact with other people, it just ain't always there. So, and that's what you're gonna see in the comments.
Because at the same time, too, it's like, what I think is the same way you, like, you know, how your grandparents never strayed away from each other. They stayed together. They were separated for a long time. I feel like, okay, we've been together. We get married. We do our 4-year contract, right? We get to the time when it's time to renew our marriage. It's time to renew our marriage license. And it's like, I love you, but you know what I'm saying? It's a little rocky, blah, blah, blah. And then, maybe don't actually physically leave each other. We still together. We just didn't get back. We just not married. That's just what.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a cop out for me. I don't. I think I'm looking at it.
So what's the difference between niggas being separated and not together anyway? It's just like, hey, we have this paper that says we're married, but you're over here doing your thing, and you're over here doing your thing, but we're not together.
We are separated.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know why people just seem grandparents. So two people get separated, and you are figuring yourself out. But we didn't actually go through a divorce. Yes. We're figuring ourselves out. And at the end of the day, the thought is that we're going to get back together or leave. Yeah.
Or you
don't. I'm not signing a contract and not.
But we're not
sitting here kicking it. That's wasting my time.
If
no. Because separated. Then it's like, it's just
every single time.
Okay, now it's not even.
Trying to find themselves, get the fuck out of here.
No, but when you, I'm not talking about you said you're legally separating. We are signing paperwork that says we are legally separated, right? I don't think, I don't know what was Real Housewives again. We're like, that does not mean I'm about to go fuck the world and go experience different stuff. It's truly finding my, in marriage sometimes, in relationships sometimes, you lose who you are. So I want to go find myself, find out what I value, think about your values, and whether or not I want to make this work with you. I'm jumping back into this marriage or leaving altogether. I'm not saying separate for an extended
period
of time.
But we're not going to keep separating. Like, once we do the one time. It's one time. It's no, we separate and then we
if we got to get separated again, and divorce. Come. I'm not.
Mm-mm. Yeah, then that's it. Because that don't make sense. And it's absolutely right. Yeah, you figuring yourself out. When they were still committed to
each other. They're so committed to each other, I didn't even know they were separated.
Because... Hello, a lot of people didn't because he still had the utmost respect for her, and people will say that to this day, even with her being gone. Like he loved Gail, and Gail loved her booster, and that's just what it was. Like she got whatever she wanted, he provided, and he was a real OG from the OG century because he was paying two.
But
and making sure
if we talk about whether or not we need to sign this contract again, and you spend 4 years, I'm gonna say more than 4 years because we dated for a bit before you decided that you want to take this with me, right? We spent 4 years together and you were still questioning whether or not you want to be with me, whether you want to extend it, do a new contract, or walk away. I'm not about to just sit here and be with you. I'm not.
Just
you either
away.
With me or you're not. And if you don't know how you want to be with me, hello. See you later. Bye. The next man lip.
Okay, so that's different. That's different from a man being with his woman, his wife for all those years, and he sits down and has a conversation with you telling you how unhappy he is and he's not sure that he wants to be in this marriage. That's different?
Yes.
Unhappy and not sure because being in marriage, that's totally different because now you're saying I don't make you happy, but you coming to me saying, listen, I got to go figure myself out because I want to be the best version of myself for you and us in this relationship. And I want to fight for it. That's different than nigga.
But I hear what Tasha's saying on that too. I've never been married, so I can't speak to it. I also don't know about how I feel about being legal. If I'm thinking that I'm going to come back to you eventually, I need time to figure myself out. You need time to figure yourself out. We could just live separately. I don't need to file any... I'm saying that, but I'm also my stream of consciousness with thinking about it. I don't know legal ramifications when it comes to filing taxes and all this other stuff. You can pretend that you're not supposed to be practical and think about what happens financially, but that is a thought. I don't know. But I just feel I'm not separating with you. I'm just going to give you your space.
For me.
For me.
I'm sorry, guys. Because I had to get my thoughts together.
Get your thoughts together, girl. But Tasha, it's
for me.
Some really
good for the person I am, marriage for me is long term, and it's a serious commitment for me. Not to say things can't happen, but figuring yourself out, I think you need to come to the table figured out. And I know things happen because, like I said, my grandparents went through that. But I don't want to be in that situation.
I also feel like it's different. I don't know
I have to separate from my husband.
Yeah, but I don't know how old they were when they got married. When I think about people need to separate to figure themselves out, I think of people that got married real young.
We did.
I think we lost Justine. But I think about people that got married real young and like were growing up while in a marriage. So you don't know who the hell you are. Me at this age, I know who I am. I don't need to figure anything else out.
Oh, man. I'm just like, it's crazy because I totally hear what y'all are saying and I understand, but it's just like, it's not,
I hear
not
what you're saying,
necessarily conforming, but you know, our men are like, they different from how the men used to be. And that's already a given. they are different than how men used to be. We know that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to, I say this all the time about raising my son and all types of things. I'm not trying to get my mind set up and be in a mind state. While not to say there aren't men that are.
You see, now you're eating some.
Oh, y'all can hear the rapper?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought if I left the phone in the room, y'all wouldn't be able to hear through my headphones.
You got your AirPods on?
Yes.
Why would you think that wherever your mouth goes? And, wow, Justine, that was so blind. Nigga said I left my phone, but the microphone is on the headphones, bro. That's attached to the head. That's you trying to put the food in, my nigga.
I was opening up a cracker.
Oh wow.
Oh my god. For your daughter's greedy behind.
All right, so
of course.
what I was saying is what I'm saying is it's like, you know, our men are not like how they used to be. Not to say there aren't men out there like they used to be, but I could say that if I find somebody that I am crazy about and they are crazy about me. You know what I'm saying? We are madly in love with each other. We got exactly what we both looking for in a mate. You know what I'm saying? Everything, all the boxes check off. And the one thing that he's like, he's like, look, let's just say you can do it the traditional way or you can do, it's like a pay as you go, you know? So that's what I think of it as. But anyway, you can do it that way. But it's like, you know, every 4 years, that's just, you know, that's the way that he wants to do it. I wouldn't be totally against it because, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, there is a difference because obviously I would want it the traditional way, but I wouldn't be completely opposed because a nigga could leave anyway. He could go anyway and it could be, you know, it's like, you know, we could say all these, you know, oh, here and there, like, you know, what is this and what is that? The same thing can happen when you're married. It just takes longer, especially, what if you're sick and tired of this nigga? It's not even the man that's ready to go. It's you. You sick and tired of this nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? For whatever the reason is. And it takes you 3.5 years to get a goddamn divorce.
I hear what you're saying, Tasha, but then there's a bunch of other things that I'm like that are going through my head, right? When you are talking about like the caliber of men we have versus the men that were there back in the day, it is our reality. It is true. It's just not acceptable to me, and I believe that.
Yeah, racism's not acceptable either, but it's still here. That's the point I was making that I didn't get to say. Is that I'm not trying to get myself set up and be with a class or a caliber of men from this, you know, certain amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just not what's always being presented to me, you know? Now, don't get it twisted for a second. I'm not trying to say I'm going to fuck with any knucklehead or any nigga that doesn't. No, obviously you have to meet my standards. That's just what it is and how it is. Mm-hmm. But if all the other boxes check off,
you would be willing to do,
and the only thing that is the only thing that he's just asking is that we do every 4 years, okay? Because you could go in six.
Honestly, I don't believe I'm a debate to on that, and I don't believe every other box will be checked off. Like Justine spoke about not compromising, not doing stuff, and I'm gonna just keep it 100. We lower our fucking standards. You have all these standards with stuff. You meet someone where it seems like they have other boxes checked off, but not some. And you are so honed in or focused on the boxes that you don't have checked, you mm-hmm. overlook the other
because
stuff.
Because there has to be a level
so
of importance.
So it may not just be that.
For mm-hmm. certain things. There has to be a level of importance. You can,
I will say 11 of importance. I told you to create
one of
your 11.
Things is, you know, wanting to be, I don't know, with something that's aesthetic, cosmetic, something that I'm looking at you. Like, my man has to have... Mm-hmm.
You need to be aesthetically pleasing. Yeah.
If you have mm-hmm. all the other boxes, bro, and it's like, I'm not saying butt ass, Bigfoot ugly. I'm saying, like, you know, just not the cutest nigga out. You know, I'm about to dress him up, he cute. You know what I'm saying? My nigga fly though, and my nigga got money, and he treat me like a queen. And you know what I'm saying? Certain things have a level of importance. So every single box, period, is not going to check off because there's no such thing as perfect.
But I feel like you should.
No, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
It's not perfect, which is why I said your list of 11, like only narrowing it down to 11 is not enough. Like, I could have 100 fucking things I'm looking for in a relationship. When you talk about prioritizing stuff and what's most important, when you narrow down the true mm-hmm. important things or the actual values that you hold true to yourself, I need to check every fucking box. And I know I am guilty of not always doing that and like romanticizing stuff and thinking about the ones that you do have. But what happens is that shit doesn't mm-hmm. work out. There's always something that's lacking because there were other things that were just as important that I overlooked.
When it comes to checking the boxes,
I guess, like I said, it really just depends.
No, they all have
there's
going to
be things with the man. There's going
they
to
all
be a
have
thing
to be
with
checked.
Your man, and it's just like, damn, that shit get on my nerves.
No, that's different.
You know what I'm saying?
That's but that's different.
But that's
different.
What I'm talking about.
That
as
is
far
completely
as,
different.
I'm not talking about your personality and what he does for you and how he makes you feel and how he where he puts
it's
your feelings
that,
first
Tasha.
And being financially stable and believing in God and all these other type of things is what I'm saying.
It's not just that, like, I think, so there, when we talk about this too, the saying, like, opposites attract, right? Like, I can be an extrovert, you can be an introvert, and we can make it work, but when you are truly grounded in your core values, and the shit that means a lot to you, and you prioritize those values, that has to also be present, my babe. I don't care if you're not everything that I'm looking for, but your values
that's not what I'm talking about. Values are not that. That's not. I'm talking about the whole.
But it is. If you were saying I value family, I value being married, and this
right,
person is
I value
you know,
this.
Whether or not it feels good in this moment, that's just not going
to. If
last.
You, if your view,
like, what
on
y'all missing,
being...
and what I feel like y'all are not saying, y'all are not listening to me. Because from what I said in the beginning, you're always married. You're always married. But in 4 years, at the end of the 4 years, we just gotta go ahead and go sign the papers again. That this is what I'm saying.
But
is always...
my thing is that if you have a man mm-hmm. that would be okay with that, that says shit to me about your
values.
That,
that's different
values.
That means like
I need a guy because I'm not a man, so I can't speak. Oh my God, because I can't speak on behalf of them. But I feel like you know I don't understand. I don't get it.
If I had him, that's just like
that
this
makes
one that's
him
like,
a less
oh,
of
himself.
A less
you don't
of
have
a man.
To get married.
It doesn't
him
make
him
less of a man. It just makes him not the man that I want to be with.
Of course, not I mean, of course, it's a nigga with a light skinned nigga and a dark skinned nigga. That's not. It's not. That's not as significant. It is. You're saying that makes that person. You know,
not for me. The fact that you'll be okay
you
with that,
me.
You
that's,
ain't for me.
That's it. That's just and that's a value because they don't value, I guess, the way I value.
Thing. You don't value marriage. I value marriage. Yeah. Marriage is not important to you.
Because then
we
you're
not
talking
aligned.
About when you get married, you start a family. Like, and this is all the things that I'm saying that play a part in it. Because now it's like this is marriage. It's no. That's why the contract or whatever or the marriage, even though it's too different with
an expiration date,
the family doesn't mm-hmm. expire. You know what I'm saying? I know things happen. I'm not being like stupid. I'm not like fucking dumb, naive to the situation. I know things are going to happen mm-hmm. and I know shit happens. And I know sometimes things don't always work out how we see it. But at the end of the day, no, because then that gives you all right to say like, oh no, I don't want to renew this marriage. Now I'm stuck here. Not stuck, but now it's like, yo, what we did all of this. Now my emotions is involved as a person. Now it's different because it's like, all right, then if we're going to do that, then I need stimulations in this fucking contract. Because I just feel like certain mm-hmm. things for me now, who I am, like I said, who I am, I'm not just out here, like, giving myself, like Tashina said, when we separate or whatever the case may be, I'm not going to be out here just effing around with everybody. Yeah, like giving your emotions to everybody. You're not just going to be depositing in me for 4 years and then you could say like, oh, you don't want to renew this lease. Nigga, the fuck? I'm not an apartment. I'm not a car. Like, just, you ain't test driving me, bro. No, you don't get those That's privileges. What it feels like, a test you don't drive. Get to dictate that to me. Like, because even though you're saying the marriage is still there, it's still there with a stimulation. Like,
and that termination date, like
it's a contract, like an opt out button.
Like yeah. That's the part that's with when you are getting mad, you don't know what the is gonna happen. You don't know. It could be 2 years, 4 years, 8 years, 20 years, 30 years. You don't know. When you talk about signing some 4 year agreement, 4 year arrangement, there's an expiration date on that.
You could throw me away. No. No, bro. Yeah. Like, you don't get that option in this. Like, because when we say I do, in the vows it doesn't say like, and every 4 years, we get a chance to either walk away or renew. That's not in the vows. It says for better or for worse. Death do us part. That's the vows that I'm taking.
We should have this be like a fucking panel, we went live a panel because it's the longest we ever sat.
We may need
or
one topic. Right. We may need to revisit this, and this is what I'm saying. Like the value of the fucking vows is not for better or for worse. In 4 months, we can reconsider. It's for better or for worse. So death do us part. That means one of us has to die. So if I gotta kill you, then I'm going to jail.
Like, the level of commitment just feels different for me. Like, oh, yeah, I could commit to something and give you 4 years of my life, the rest of my life, till death do us part, for better or for worse. You talking about a whole different layer of commitment. You are my forever.
Gotcha.
And that's what I'm signing up for. My forever. Mm-hmm. Not my 4 years.
Forever years.
Hello, there we go. That's what I like that better. We need to. Now that's something I could work with, my brother.
All right, y'all. I think I like alluded to this.
Hell yeah.
This podcast
Next week we'll have more. We'll get to two topics, but this one was very deep.
This was good. Tasha was good.
It was very good. And
But I'm curious about other people's opinion on it because this seems to be one where people's not
and
on
I
the
like
same
that.
Page.
I do. I like this one because of that. So it shows that
you can
see it shows that even though like friendship, you know what I'm saying? Like we're not sensitive people. Like this is the truth. This right here, people, which I listen to, this is 10 year plus relationship friendship. Okay, there ain't no 4 year contract.
You don't get 4 years.
So like, and we still collab and chop it up, even though we have differences of opinions. Like, and I say that to say, because sometimes people who have friends, they take shit personal, and that's not what we do here. We can.
I mean, I take personal stuff personal sometimes too, but we just gonna talk about it after.
Yeah. So. But I'm just saying, like, we're not gonna like throw away a good friendship because we think differently or have difference of views. So this was a very good podcast. I will say that, ladies, and that. We all didn't think the same. It's very debatable.
I like that.
Yeah, but I also want to hear, I'm bringing that up because I want to hear other people's opinions. Clearly, we're not aligned throughout this whole episode. So I want to hear what other people, how people feel
so
about
like,
all of this.
Share, comment.
And also subscribe. I'm like, we're on all different podcasts. Subscribe. Leave us whatever stars. 5 stars,
4 stars,
3 stars. Be honest.
Leave us 5 stars.
Leave a review.
5 stars, 5, 5, 5.
I like constructive criticism.
Yeah. All right, guys.
But yeah.
All righty. Next week.
Bye.
Later. Bye.